What do you usually do with leftovers? I make what I call fusion food. That is, combining leftover dishes I think will blend well together. Leftovers become tomorrow's lunch or next week's garbage. Sometimes leftovers are even better the second time around, like gumbo, when the flavors have had more time to sort of blend together for an even more pleasing dining experience. In today's gospel story of the multiplication of loaves and fish to feed the hungry crowd is more about than food and leftovers. Jesus does far more than satisfy physical hunger and provide tomorrow's lunch for the disciples. He foreshadows the gift of his very self as the bread of life. Jesus taught the crowd and healed those who needed to be cured. Our need for Jesus and what he gives us, however, goes beyond teaching and healing. Even more, we need this food Jesus gives in unfathomable abundance. This food sublimely satisfies us, yet even more, it transforms us into being the leftover fragments, the body of Christ, continuing Jesus' ministry of giving self over to others. Jesus' gospel command is clear. We are to feed others. We give to others not from the deserted place of our own hearts, but from the leftover fragments of God's abundant blessings, as Abraham gave to the Lord a tenth of everything. God's abundant nourishment is most startlingly given in the handing over of Jesus' life on the cross in the bread and wine. As a descendant of the Long's Bakery family in New Orleans, I learned early on the meaning of a baker's dozen. This dozen indicates generosity on the part of the giver. The customer pays for 12 donuts and receives 13. In New Orleans, we call it lagniappe, a little extra. As a teenage clerk working at Long's Bakery, occasionally I would throw in an extra donut without my Uncle Bill knowing it. Hopefully that was not sinful. But in the multiplication of loaves and fish, Jesus gives the hungry crowd far more than a baker's dozen or a little lagniappe. He satisfies their hunger with a dozen wicker baskets over and above. Jesus isn't merely a generous baker who gives an extra loaf of bread. And he doesn't just feed the crowd until they are satisfied. He provides an astonishing abundance that ushers in the kingdom of God and a new way of living. Jesus says, "Give them some food yourselves." We are to be the leftover fragments, the body of Christ. We are the baker's dozen, the lagniappe, the extra food given in generosity and joy from the one who desires to provide salvation for all people. Our lives must be witness to the intersection of need and generosity. You are the baker's dozen in supporting our Samaritan outreach to the people of Haiti to help them rebuild the chapel of St. Francis Xavier in Giles, Haiti. We are food for others when we satisfy their hunger for deeper relationships, their hunger for being appreciated, and their hunger for meaning in life. Like Abram, we must be the tithe, the tenth ourselves, to share our gifts with others, to share our very selves. In these and many other ways, we are truly the body of Christ, making present his love, his graciousness, and his nourishment. Christ challenges us to offer the little we have, either time, treasure, or talent. He asks us to distribute ourselves, as well as the goods of the earth, so that all may be fed, housed, clothed, and rescued from chaos into peace. This Tuesday evening, we will be witnesses as leftover fragments when we walk through the neighborhood on Tuesday evening for the prayer walk for peace throughout our community. We need to witness also to poverty in our world. According to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, nearly 800 million people throughout the world, one out of every nine, suffers from chronic undernourishment. And of course, the primary cause is poverty, very high in our own state of Louisiana. So when Jesus says, "Give them some food yourselves," what are you hearing him say to you? How can I share the gifts I've received? When have I known myself to be the leftover fragments, the body of Christ? Where is there a need that moves your heart? Don't worry about the size of your offering. God knows how to multiply. The Eucharist is always more than a private devotion. We come together to do again what Jesus did on the night before he gave himself away totally out of love. We come together to be fed, to be challenged, to be encouraged, to be lifted up, to be sent out refreshed and recommitted to feed and nourish others. If we respond to Jesus's command, "Give them some food yourselves," we will be preaching the gospel and practicing what we preach.